A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word to answer her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away. She keeps calling after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that very hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I wouldn't blame you if your first reaction in hearing that gospel was that maybe Jesus was a little bit hard on this woman. A little bit harsh. He's kind of off-putting. He tries to ignore her at first, says nothing, keeps on walking. And she's chasing after them, screaming. No, I think I'm not an expert in Greek, but I think the word is stronger than calling out after them. She was screaming her head off, chasing them down the street. Can you imagine? Like a maniac. And then Jesus says he's only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Remember where he was? He was in the region of Tyre and Sidon. That's in Lebanon today. And that was a pagan area. It wasn't part of Israel. It wasn't part of the Jewish area at all. We don't really know why Jesus went there in the first place. But it definitely wasn't filled with Jews. And it says this woman was a Canaanite woman. Well, the Canaanites were the people who lived around Jerusalem when the Israelites came back from Egypt. And they had to be flushed out of the area. So they had a big battle and they expelled all the Canaanites from the Holy Land. And these people had nothing to do with Judaism. They hated Jews. They were pagans. And they resettled up north, probably there in Tyre and Sidon. The point is, these people, Canaanites, had nothing to do with the covenant between God and Moses. Nothing to do with the inheritance of Israel as the chosen people of God. They were outside. They were worshiping Baal, false god. So no wonder the woman's daughter gets possessed by a demon. They're doing satanic worship in the first place, so what do you expect? No. That's the situation she's in. She's in a rut. And it's because of their false belief, most likely. But she sees Jesus, and she's heard of him. And she uses two phrases that make Jesus start to turn in his attitude. She calls him first, "Son of David." No Canaanite would call a Jewish rabbi or prophet son of David. They didn't care about David. King David, the prototype or of the future Messiah, the kingdom of the Jews, that was all tied in with David, the great king. And then she calls him Lord, which is a greater title, right? Because it means she's acknowledging his divinity and his authority over all the world, not just the Jews. And so it is an expression of faith on the part of this woman. Keep in mind, Jesus isn't in a bad mood here. Jesus had this prophetic insight in so many places in the gospel. He could see into a person's soul, right? The sort of thing that certain saints are gifted with, right? They say, you know, our buddy St. Padre Pio out here in the courtyard, he could read souls. And sometimes he's in the confessional, and somebody confesses their sins. He says, "You're holding something back. What more?" That make you a little nervous. Don't worry, I don't have that gift at all. So you can fool me, but you couldn't fool Padre Pio, and you couldn't fool Jesus. So he can see what's in her heart, and that there is this little spark of faith. And he says that to her. When she says, "Even the dogs eat the scraps from fall from the master's table. I'm a Canaanite. I don't deserve anything. I followed pagan religions my whole life. I know, because I inducted my daughter into this pagan way of living, that she got possessed by a demon because I opened the door." That's probably what's going on in her soul. And you, the Lord of heaven and earth, you're the only one that can help me. And she's got that fierce determination that nothing's going to stop her. She's going to chase after them screaming the rest of the day. And she's going to stand outside their house at night and scream until somebody takes her away. She's fighting for her daughter. And she knows something maybe that even the disciples didn't realize. I don't know whether she had ever read this reading we just did from Isaiah. But she knew that Israel and the Jews were about more than just themselves. Even if not all the Jews fully realized or accepted it. Because Isaiah says, hundreds of years before, the foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, and she's lying prostrate in front of Jesus now, loving in the name of the Lord, she's loving her daughter, becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful noise in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the peoples." This woman wasn't just desperate for a miracle. She was acknowledging that this Lord Jesus was the Lord of all, and that even the foreigners, even the pagans, even those who had been outside the covenant up till now, were being invited in. And Jesus represented that. That God was a God for all. And nobody has a right to write off anybody. Because everyone's called to a relationship with Jesus Christ. She's got this very admirable, fierce determination. Yeah. The dogs eat the scraps from the master's table. And when they got a bone in their mouth, good luck trying to get it out. She's got that. She's trying to rescue a loved one from the clutches of the devil. What about us? Do we have that kind of fierce determination and faith that Jesus, the Lord, is the only one who can make it possible? We've got people all around us who are outside the covenant now. They've separated themselves from God. They've let their relationship with God wither away. We know them. We love them. They're in our families, in our neighborhoods, among our friends. Do we have that fierce determination to call upon the Lord? "Lord, help me rescue them." Maybe we need more prayer. Maybe all those people who depend on us to be rescued need us calling upon the Lord in the Adoration Chapel. Maybe we need to come here and shout out, "Lord, help me." Maybe we need to double down on our sacrifices and our prayer and be relentless, calling upon the Lord to let us have at least the scraps that fall from the Master's table. Maybe there are people who need to be invited to come back. People are away from faith who need to complete their sacraments. We're starting the OCIA program next month. Classes for people who need to complete their sacrament. For people who want to become Catholic. Maybe they need an invitation. Maybe they need you to prepare the way with prayer and sacrifice. The world's filled with these people. They need to come home to Jesus. Do we have that kind of faith and determination, like this woman, to fight for somebody who's in the clutches of the devil? Who else is going to do it, if not us?